All right, we got Tom on the line from Hillside Party Store in Munising. Wanted to find out all about the ice on Munising Bay. Tom, how's it going?
Well, it's filling in. Standing here in my office, I've got taking a look out over the bay and all the way out to the island. I know we've got some light ice and loose water around the island itself, but the bay's definitely filled in. You got snowmobile tracks across it and ice shacks in place. So I would say it's finally arrived.
How far north are they getting on the ice right now on the bay?
They're creeping out pretty good from the city dock and then out along the east side, which obviously they're only, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred yards at most, 300 yards out from the eastern shore there, but looks to be pretty solid ice for a decent distance out.
Are they getting to Sand Point yet?
Yeah, there was a shack. I drove down there yesterday. There's a shack sitting out in place, probably about 150 yards out off the public beach there at Sand Point.
Okay. So sleds already on the bay. Are they catching any perch at all, or is it just splake and whitefish right now?
Splake and whitefish is what I'm hearing. 14-inch splake, smaller stuff, a couple keepers in the morning. Not really hearing anything on the perch front. Okay. Whitefish, too, here and there as well.
And still single eggs mostly, predominantly?
Yeah, eggs with slip sinkers.
All right. And, I know the Munising Bay is one of those bays that it's almost exactly the same depth all through there. It's like 60 feet, right?
Along the shoreline. It's pretty static. You can get that run, take the east bank, for example. You can run that sandbar ridge, and it pretty much carries all the way throughout to Sand Point. Obviously, out in the middle of the bay, it gets deeper, but along the shore and out a couple hundred yards, yeah, it's pretty static.
Okay. And that's typically what I hear, is that right at that 60-foot mark. Now, are you hearing anything about any lures or colors at all?
No, actually I'm not. It's pretty much the only thing performing seems to be the eggs.
Interesting. Are you getting anything resolved on your minnow tanks yet? I know last time we talked to you, you had a major issue with your water there.
Yeah, the issue prevails. I'm trying to get creative and work around it. Actually going to work on a Facebook post here in the next day or two to let people know that we can actually order them in their minnows and they show up the next day. So we've got a couple of guys that are doing that. They're saying, hey, I want a couple pounds of fatheads and we'll place the order, and they show up and the guys come grab their minnows. So it's a little bit of a workaround, but it seems to make the guys that are doing it happy as far as fulfilling their bait needs. So,
but you are still carrying the spawn there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got wax worms and spawn, and we keep that pretty well stocked.
We got more to talk about with Tom from Hillside in Munising, and we'll get back into this conversation later this hour and talk about the snowmobile trails, all the fresh snow they've gotten, ice climbing, Valley Spur, and more when we get to our next report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.